What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, what's going on out there? Welcome into another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. We're going to chat week 13 NFL. Let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Hello, good morning, and let's get ready to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. You tired?
From the moving?
Yeah. Yeah. So, apologies to everyone out there. You got to wait an extra day here, but we were doing a bit of a moving gig and a little bit more than was planned.
Our mom was moving, and we had the movers, and they basically said that they couldn't come till later in the day. So guess who took on the responsibilities?
Who emptied out the 26-footer from front to back?
And I thought I was retired from that.
Man. Yep.
Nope. And then so I started to stretch it out, and you were like, what are you doing over there? I'm like, dude, I'm getting warmed up.
Like Billy Ho and White Man Can't Jump. I'm like, but you really have to loosen up like the hamstrings for this?
Yeah, big time.
And your fit wasn't exactly mover. It was like jeans.
Right. Right.
But we got her done.
And we were laughing because people were walking by and they didn't know if they should introduce themselves because, you know, we were family members or because we were the movers. Don't even worry about talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah, we cranked it. There were some big items, but holy cow.
Yep. It was a workout. I'm a little sore, but yep. We're there now.
Yep. And we're back to chat some football.
Yeah, we are back in the studio. So,
well, it feels like a while ago, the Thanksgiving games.
No kidding. And I'll tell you what is, it was the weekend of the favorites. The favorites went 12-3 against the spread.
Yep.
So the majority of the favorites were rocking and rolling. I got kind of drilled because of that. I mean, typically I don't go with, you know, tons of favorites, but they sure played ball.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, I think just the morning game, the Packers didn't, and then the other two just thumped them, you know, the Cowboys and the Niners.
Right. Yep. The Cowboys and the Niners are kind of making a statement. Like, a lot of people have them projected 1-2 in the NFL.
They were showing who the Cowboys beat, though, and, like, they've beaten just garbage, you know. And they really get after it at home, but everyone that they've pounded has a losing record.
Yeah, exactly. When they play the better teams, it doesn't usually work out very well for them.
No, so I think it's same old story with them. I mean, you're not getting past the Eagles or the Niners coming out of the NFC. They're not going to have the home game, so...
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's what's cool about the end of the season here is now people are jockeying for, you know, what place they are in the AFC or NFC, because everyone wants that one seed to be, you know, have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, because that is huge.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the media gets on some of these teams, like the Chiefs or someone, but wow, the offense isn't clicking, you know, this isn't looking good, and you look up and they're going to be like 14-3.
Right, of course. How about that game, the Chiefs and the Raiders? I noticed a lot of, you know, professional handicappers had the Raiders, and the Raiders get up 14 to Bengals.
Uh-huh.
Plus the 9.5, you're up 23.5. And so I'm watching, I'm like, there's no way the Chiefs lose this ball game. So I actually started in-gaming the Chiefs. That one worked out well. And then how about they slightly outscored them from there? The Raiders scored a whopping 3 points to the Chiefs, 31.
Mm.
Thanks for playing. And I actually noticed that Kelce was a little bit more zoned in. Like, when he'd make a good play or first down, he wasn't like throwing the arm out and stuff. He might have gotten a little humbled.
He must have hurt
after
you.
After he lost the game to the Eagles.
He didn't have her initials written on his wrist or anything for you.
or her initials on a headband that he put around his neck. Remember when guys used to do that?
Oh, yeah. Your boy in high school had his lady's initials on his sneaker.
Well, he did the wristband around the neck, too, because I remember someone from, like, Oklahoma did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got beef with the guys that wear the rubber wedding ring on the field, too. I'm like, all right.
like Kirk Cuz.
Can we zone in on the game here?
No kidding. We need people to zone in big time. Those are the teams we're looking to throw some chippers on.
Actually, yeah, you wear the rubber wedding ring. I'm going against you.
We need you to focus on what's going on the field. And there were some squads that weren't doing it very well last week. Holy cow. How about, I mean, is this squad done? The Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for playing, guys. How about they play the Ravens? And did you see how the end of that game happened? You know, a lot of people get mad when these guys hit the ground at the end of the game to run out the clock. But the wide receiver, Big Zay, for the Ravens, he had the rock. And the Ravens were up 3. And the line was, you know, anywhere from 3 to like 4.5. So it was looking like it was going to be the push. And Zay goes, nope, I'm going into the house.
House call.
Yep. And so people that had the Chargers probably weren't too happy about that.
Yeah. No, you know, I have the love-hate with them. And always are pulling for them. But I told you I wasn't touching them, especially if Lamar's coming to town. That's just, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you want to talk this week, I might be tempted going to another terrible squad, the New England Patriots.
Wow. And what's the line? The 6?
Yes. The Chargers are favored by 6.
Wow. Well, that was, yeah, the Patriots are bueno. That's when we had the big Giants against them. Oh, and for the new listeners out there, bueno means bad.
Not bad meaning good.
Like Run DMC used to say, right?
Right.
So bueno means bad. And the Patriots are bueno. Wow. I watched that game.
How
good looking was it?
I mean, unless you're in the region or you get the YouTube ticket like you, that thing is not on many screens.
More importantly, you have chippers on it.
Yes.
And so we had the chippers on it, and dude, it was so good looking. Like Mac Jones, I mean, he's like, I don't even know what to do out here, guys. And so Bill at halftime goes, Zap, take the field, bud.
Uh-huh.
This isn't cutting it, and it's not like Zap knows how to play. Wow. So these teams are going with their backup. So anyway, on that note, so you're thinking about taking the Chargers?
I would be tempted here again, yeah. I mean, they have a little, I mean, what Patriots have like 2 wins. The Chargers, it's like every week's do or die if they want any chance of a wild card. They're just more talented, and they hang with these teams week to week that are at least good teams. They should have beat the Packers. I just don't like the Patriots.
You know what's interesting? And we were talking about this a few weeks ago. The Patriots, like, people still throw chips on them because they think it's like Big Bill or whatever, and they haven't realized that, listen, this isn't Big Bill and Tom anymore. This is Big Bill and Garb. And remember we had the Giants at +3.5, and right before tip-off, you text me, and you're like, dude, the Giants are 4.5. What's going on? I don't know.
Yeah, it kept ticking up. And
yeah.
I was like,
I know. And that kind of makes you go, whoa, what's going on here? Because what that means is the line is moving that much at the end like that. There's big, big chips coming in on the Patriots. And those big chips, they might as well lit it on fire.
Pretty much.
Wasn't happening. Danny DeVito.
Danny.
he's the guy that lives at home with his family, right?
Right.
Still?
Yep.
And it's awesome. It showed them in the crowd, and they were just so juiced. I mean, he only lives like 15 miles from the stadium, apparently. I guess he went to Syracuse and then got a little run there. But then looked like he wasn't going to start his last year, so he transferred it to Illinois and, you know, played decently there. But, yes, he must have balled in camp or something. But he's getting the dubs for him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've said it seems like Bill's going somewhere else, Commanders or wherever. So the players start to hear that stuff, too. And they're just like, this guy's, man, he's past his time.
Right. Well, now you're getting to the point where they're like, dude, I don't know if we need to win ball games because we need the draft pick.
It's Bill and Garb. Is Garb's jersey available in the stadium somewhere?
Dude, I mean, these Patriot fans, they're used to, you know, their squad going to the playoffs like 20 years in a row. And this has got to be a little tough.
You know, and Kraft's like, hey, these tickets aren't cheap. People start being like, I'm not renewing if you're not keeping this winning.
Exactly. Yep. So that's interesting. So anyway, you'll be thinking about the Chargers.
Yep. My favorite one last week, I was telling you too, was the Jaguars at Texans. I was on the road, and you were kind of keeping me updated, but that thing came down to the crossbar kick.
Yep. That was a good call, actually. That's another game that, you know, listening to other podcasts and stuff, a lot of people had the big Texans there, and you had the call with the Jags. Yep. And then the guy, the kicker for the Texans, has never hit anything above 50 yards. They're like going back to it. They didn't mention college. They're like high school or something. Like,
he hit a 55 in high school or something.
Yeah. And we're like, dude, wow, we are reaching here. And so this is a 56 yarder.
A 58 maybe.
In the big show. And it hit the crossbar and went directly backwards. No good.
Cha-ching.
Speaking of the Jags, holy cow. They might be giving up a few too many points this week.
Yep. This is where now they're valued really high.
Okay. So the Cincinnati Bengals come in +8.5. Okay. So the look ahead line on this when Big Joe was supposed to play was -1.5 Cincinnati. So is the difference between Jake Browning and Joe 9.5? That is a truckload. Now, most people probably don't know much about Jake, and Jake is a NorCal product that absolutely dominated high school ball.
He tore it up.
I think he actually has the most touchdowns in California history for his career. And then he goes to UW, Washington, and he balls there. His junior year, they were chitting about him being like, you know, one of the top quarterbacks taken, and he had a sweet squad, and he decided to come back for his senior year. And they didn't do very well, you know.
I think that junior year, though, I think they made the playoff.
No, that's what I mean. They had a great junior year, but he had like sweet receivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back his senior year, and the team wasn't as good. And I think they lost like 4 games, and his draft stock just plummeted. And so now here we are, and this is the second weekend. And dude, once a baller, always a baller. I'm ready for Jake to step it up here. And to cover the 8.5, best bet Cincinnati.
All right.
Yep.
He's at home, too. I mean, that's
No. He's on the road.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. He's on the road.
Okay.
So, let's take time out here real quick for the hat, because I forgot to mention this guy last week. His name is like 535H. Appreciate the props, big guy. Why don't you email my brother at lightning@boltbrady.com, and we'll shoot you out a hat. And if anyone else out there wants a Bolt Brady hat, just leave us a review. It's that easy, and we'll give you a hat. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about real quick here. We'll take a timeout for the 409 of the week.
Who do you got?
This is incredible. Did you see the Alabama-Auburn ball game?
I didn't see that one. I was busy this weekend.
Whoa. Well, so anyway, that's one of those games where you can always throw the record out. I mean, I wonder if you took the points in that game every time. I bet you do.
I saw the highlight of the end, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do pretty well. Well, anyway, Auburn's at home. You know, Alabama's ranked, what are they, like 5th in the nation or something. I mean, they're one of the better teams. They've only lost the one game to Texas. And Auburn's up by 4. And how about this one? Alabama has to punt it to Auburn with 3 minutes left. And so you're like, okay, wow, this is incredible. And Auburn's stadium is on fire. They're like, this is going to be unreal getting the W against our rival. Well, guess what happens? I mean, you got to be shitting me. The guy fumbles the punt, okay, on the 18-yard line. Big Alabama gets it. So now they score the touchdown. They're going to be up by 3. Well, all kinds of nonsense happens, and it ends up that Alabama is 4th down and 31, okay? So they can't kick the field goal. Obviously, that's not going to do anything for them. So quarterback drops back, rolling around, and throws a laser in the corner of the end zone, and the receiver catches it. Touchdown, ball game.
Yeah, that was a sweet catch and throw.
But I'll tell you what wasn't sweet was Auburn. 409. Incredible 409 cleaned it up right there. Can you imagine? And the stadium, you know, it's funny when they show the college kids because you never know if they're just such diehards or if they had chips on the game. But they were showing the people crying again in the stadium. But that one, I mean, holy cow. The Auburn players were like, this is going to be a decent night tonight, cruising around campus. Hello, ladies. And then they went to the lose ball card instead.
You're like, I mean, do they have chips on it? Or do they care that much?
No, yeah. Right.
You give it 30 minutes and you go hit the house party or the bars. I think we're fine.
Right. And apparently the SEC, you know, games and bashes aren't too shabby.
No, they're not.
No, I mean, seriously, like, if you're a recruit, like, you'd be thinking about that. Like, okay, you go to Cal Berkeley on a recruiting trip, right? Or you go to Big Auburn. You're like, huh, this is a tad bit different here.
Yeah, it you sure know? Is. When you take it out after. I mean, that I think Dion's starting to feel a little bit of that because they fizzled. But I think even just they're like, I mean, was Boulder popping here enough? We need to win, like, 10 games here.
Right. Well, I think Boulder gets rocking a little bit. I mean, it's better than like the Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the 409. We can jump back into the NFL. And why don't I jump back with another best bet here?
Let's do it.
So it's very difficult to come back. You have to ask yourself if you're able to do this. But it's very difficult to take a team the week before and back them the next week, especially if it's not a very good team. Well, last week we gave out the New York Jets against the Dolphins, and that game did not work out. But now the Jets are still at home, and Big Ritter comes into town.
Yep, I'm with you here.
Yeah, did you see that?
I did. I like that one, yeah.
And Big Ritter, I mean, we've been going against this guy all year, and now you're telling me he's going on the road and he's a favorite? Sure he is. I don't care who the Jets have at quarterback, we'll take them +3.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the Miami offense coming in with the speedsters and just the fun show to watch. It's like, dude, this is Atlanta.
Right, or the quarterback like Tua that completes 72% of his passes, and the big Tyreek or the speedster on the outside with Jalen Waddle. This is the Atlanta Falcons with Big Ritter. Get serious.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I saw that one. I mean, if it is Boyle again, too, it's like he's a little more comfortable this week. So he's like, all right, I got this one at home.
Right. What else do you like?
Well, I'm going to go with the marquee game of the weekend, the NFC battle.
Oh, the Big Eagles versus the Nines.
Yep. And I'm going Nines here. Okay. It's. I mean, you probably know what it opened up at. It's 2.5 right now, San Fran.
Yeah.
I mean, San Fran played Thursday, Thanksgiving. They have the 10 days. I know they're on the road, but Philly's just had 3 slugfest in a row, too.
Have like, they Chiefs?
Chiefs, Cowboys, Bills. I mean, just grinder, grinder, grinder.
Yeah.
And you want to tell me they're ready to take another big Mike Tice blow here to the face?
Wow, that's a good call. So it went Chiefs, Cowboys, Bills?
Yeah. I mean, I love the Bills, too, man. That game was in the rain. Josh Allen was balling.
Yeah, like, he was.
Maybe a couple mistakes, but they had that. I think the kicker missed 2.
Right. Well, and then the Eagles kicker, maybe the kick of the century.
That thing was drilled.
49 yards in sideways wind. I couldn't believe
it. No. What one he hit was like 60, I think.
No, but the one that tied it was 49 yards with sideways wind, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, you know, like when it's raining there, sometimes you can't see it on TV. When you can see it, it means it's coming down. And he drilled it. That was props to that kicker. For the Eagles. But this game, I've been going back and forth on it. That's actually, you know, I didn't know that about who they've played before this. So that is huge. Jalen's only lost one game at home. I mean, straight up.
This is number 2. I mean, Niners are rested. I mean,
revenge factor from the NFC playoffs last year.
The D-line, I mean, with Chase Young, I mean, those guys can just keep rotating in. They have more juice to get in there.
Yeah, no, I hear you. What's the money line on that? Let me take a little gander at that, because we might go a little money line on that one. Does your thing have the money line?
It's not
there?
Showing it, but okay. I mean, I'll take the 2.5. I mean, I would have loved to have had it like the 1, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Well, see, that's the thing, is it opened up at Niners plus the 1.5.
Right.
And then the chippers came in, and they're like, no. So this is interesting. Let me see. What's the money liner? Because I actually see it 3-2. Yeah, so it's minus 150. Okay, I'm going to give the best bet at the minus 150, the nines. Let me write that down here. Because you know what? I was indecisive, but you came at me with some good information there with who they've played before. Yeah, dude, you've played the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Bills, and now you've got to probably take on arguably the best squad in the NFL. Now you come into them game 4. Wow, who'd the Nines play last week?
They have the 10-day rest, and they pounded the Seahawks.
Oh, right. They played the Seahawks, so they pretty much get the bye after a...
Did you... sometimes we kind of say that, you know, a lot of the QBs aren't really yoked.
And yeah.
During that Thanksgiving game, they showed, like, Geno. He was doing his pre-TV interviews just, like, on a table. They were kind of working on the shoulder.
Yeah.
But the shirt was off and stuff. And just like, there's just, the pipes were not tone.
Really? Okay. Well, that makes sense, because he always has the sleeves like down to the elbows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like when some of the quarterbacks, you know, they don't lift, where you have others like big Will Levis and stuff.
That might be the other extreme. I mean, but you know, just keep it toned.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, it's kind of like the shooters in the NBA, you know, some of those guys are just rails.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to mess with their craft. Maybe that's what they're thinking. But, you know, nowadays, dude, you got to be able to take the hit.
Yeah, Mike Jay was fine with pumping the pipes a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He got her going because the Detroit Pistons were pushing him around. He's like, I got to hit the weights here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. Like, they talk about Bryce Young being so small and being so short and stuff. Well, listen, I mean, Kyler is probably shorter than, but that guy's a small fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy's, you know, that guy's built. I don't know what he looks like with the yokes, but his legs look big. And, you know, you can't really call Kyler small. You can call him short, but he's not small.
Yeah. He's faster too. So he can he can get away from more of it.
That's an interesting game too, that I was kind of taking a gander at.
Yeah. Plus 5.5. I was thinking about that too. Cause I know Pitt fired the O coordinator Canada to try to give some juice in the room, but what's Pickett really doing differently?
Oh, I hear you. And everyone's hyping it up because the Steelers actually got over 400 yards offense, which they haven't done in like 2 years. So everyone's like, see what happens when you get rid of Canada? And like, yeah, I don't know.
And it was 16-10, right?
Right.
I mean, we're still not getting it home.
No, and then it's funny because They showed his throwing chart, Pickens' throwing chart, and they've always said, you know, he's always throwing it to the outside. And they're like, now Canada's gone. Look how much more he hit the middle of the field. This is a game changer. And you're like, I don't think so.
No, and, you know, we mention it all the time with the stats being deceiving, especially on these quarterbacks and how much they allow them to throw it downfield. They were talking about Fields, which was another Showtime game, Bears-Vikings. Fields had like 27 completions, but 15 of them were at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
So let's just take that off. Let's go out of the next 12. What was he for those 12 passes?
Well, so how about this? So you bring that up, and that game was Showtime. How about when I text you and I said, I'm not even watching this game? But I was looking at the stats one time, and I'm like, and he was like, Fields was like 12 for 14. And I'm like, okay, I slide my eyes over because I know what's coming. And there it was, 110 yards with 12 receptions. So I'm like, dude, how does that even happen? And I literally went over every throw. It was like 5 yards, 2 yards, minus 3 couple, because he's throwing it back for the screens and they're getting drilled.
Yeah, they blow it up.
And I'm like, dude, this is incredible. Absolutely no confidence in the quarterback.
Mm-mm.
And then Big Dobbs had the 4 picks. I mean, that had to be the worst game of the year, probably.
Yeah, it's up there.
You know, I mean, there was 1 touchdown in the game and like 6 field goals. All right. But you know what? Another primetime under. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They were showing that those have been hitting like crazy.
I think Monday Night Football is like 13-1, but primetime unders in general for like, it doesn't matter if you go back 2 years or 4 years, they're hitting at like a 70% rate. So FYI, if you never know what to do on a primetime game, might want to take a look at the under.
Which is, you know, it's not like it's the Thursday game. It's not the short week for the, for those teams. It's like it's an extra day week. And well, I don't know why they're not scoring, but I think overall the points per game average is down. That's why you're hearing Tom Brady kind of rip the current NFL. Like these guys just aren't as tight as they should be with their games and just up on everything.
Well, and there's a lot of backups playing right now.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. Don't help. That does not help.
No, it doesn't. So I have one more game here for you,
yep.
And it's speaking of Big Geno, and how about real quick? So Big Geno plays the Cowboys Thursday night, and how about the DB Bland? My son's like, wow, fifth pick six of the season, and I go, no way, not of the season, like maybe of his young career. He's like, no, the season. So I look it up, and the defensive back for the Cowboys, Bland, has had five pick sixes this year.
Mm-hmm.
Good try, buddy. Do you think his agent might be sitting down with Jerry Jones after the season and going, open up the pocketbook, big guy?
Probably benefiting from Trayvon Diggs being out for the year.
Something. That is, dude, I mean, if you did that in high school, you're balling.
I think, did he have two in one game? That helped, but five's a ton.
Dude, come on. It's a joker. So anyway, Big Geno rolls in. Big Geno with no yokes. But guess what? He had the injury last week. I guess he had this like huge bruise on his tricep. And apparently it's feeling way better, which I'm sure it is, because now it's the, you know, longer rest. Dude, you're giving Seattle 9.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, they're not that bad. And this is Cowboys. Wow. Do you want to sell a stock when it's high? Well, this is high. Grandma and Grandpa are getting in on the stock market here, and they're taking the Cowboys. And that's when we come in and say we'll take Geno and the Niner.
Yeah, I was looking at this. The Geno's, they got the week, the Seahawks did, at least from Thanksgiving to this Thursday. The Cowboys are going to have a little less time. I think they're just going off the trend of them at home this year. I mean, I don't know if anyone's even been within 10. They've just thumped everybody, but I was thinking about this one, too. I like the Seahawks here.
Well, you know, Thursday night, there's a lot of the advantage that the squads have is that it's the short week, right? And this clearly isn't the short week because Seattle played on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, yeah. So let me go over. Oh, and then lastly, I'll go over the NFL best bets, and then I'll leave the college fans with a college pick. Seattle +9. The Jets +3, the Bengals +8.5, the Niners money line. After my brother told me that they've had those three games, I'll be riding the nines too. CMC, let's get after it.
Mm.
And then the college games. Well, it's championship weekend. Not very many college games to choose from. Actually, on the season here, because I've noticed that people actually like separate. The regular season, like when they give their stats, they do the regular season and then the bowl season. So on the season here, let me do a little math for us real quick. Dun, 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 dun. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
We love to crunch our numbers here.
Yes, we do. There it is. Okay. So on the season, college games, 17 and 10, that's 63%. Let's see if we get one more here before the college season. We got a dandy, Big Oregon and the Washington Huskies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Huskies have been leaking oil for about 4 weeks straight here. Oregon's going to have revenge on the mind. Their only loss this year was to Washington at Washington, 33-30. They should have won. Won't bore you with those details. Get ready for Big Bo Nix. And the Ducks, they have been dominating lately. We'll take Bo, believe it or not, -9.5. Playing on the neutral field in Las Vegas, go Ducks.
Oregon's favored by that much?
They sure are, buddy.
Is this? Yeah. The last, I think, couple Pac-12 championships have been Vegas. So, yes, I'm with you there. That line's getting up there. But Washington has been skating by. And then the Ducks are going to make a little chaos here if they thump them about the playoff scenarios.
Well, they sure are. I mean, I've been watching a, you know, I watch a lot of Pac-12, and I've been watching a lot of the Oregon games. Like Oregon played Oregon State, you know, obviously their in-state rival last week, and I'm like, okay, Oregon State's on the road, but they're getting the 10.5, and I took the Oregon State game, and no luck. Good night. 31-7. I mean, and usually that's a ball game, and Oregon State's solid. This Oregon squad's literally probably playing the best in the nation right now. And that's the reason why you see the line that it is. I mean, Las Vegas isn't giving out any free chippers here. Bo Nix dominates this ball game, I bet. And then they go, Bo, thanks a lot, Heisman.
Mm.
Might want to throw some chips on. If you agree with me, you might want to throw some chips on Big Bo as the Heisman winner.
They go, Bo and the Ducks, where would you like to go in Viejas tonight?
No kidding. And remember, we've pointed this out before, no quarterback has started more games in college history than Big Bo. So, I mean, this it's not this guy's first rodeo.
I think Big Bo maybe got married, though, from like his Auburn lady that
yep.
he brought. So
I saw that.
Bo, don't bring her on this road trip, bud.
Not when you go to Vegas.
Not when you're Pac-12 champs and we're hitting the town.
And you might be the Heisman Trophy winner. He goes, honey, we did this a little too early. Let's talk again in 10 years. I need a divorce.
Okay. You gave the recap on the games then?
I sure did.
Yeah. All right. Looking forward to championship weekend here and back to some hot NFL action. That'll do it for week 13. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. And keep those reviews coming on Apple Podcasts, wherever you are, and we'll get you guys a hat. We will catch you guys next week.
See ya.